Proclamation number 7536 of 1st of March, 1960. Right knowledge must be sought. The light of knowledge cannot be given to you from me if this is not your innermost desire, that you become enlightened in spirit. You are in spiritual darkness as long as you do nothing to dispel it. This darkness is the result of your apostasy from me. It is the effect of the distance which you yourselves have willingly placed between me and yourselves, and which can only be remedied by you reducing the distance yourselves, by you coming closer to me again, by you making my illumination of love possible through your will. And this illumination therefore also means enlightenment of spirit, that you regain the knowledge which you had given away yourselves through your apostasy from me. But knowledge has to be conveyed to you again. Knowledge has to be made accessible to you during your earthly existence so that you consciously live your life in accordance with this knowledge. Nevertheless, it requires your free will to accept this knowledge when it is offered to you. Thus, knowledge which corresponds to the truth cannot be given to you against your will. And that is why understanding this knowledge requires to the right knowledge this very will and the desire for it, otherwise it would remain incomprehensible to you even if it were presented to you without your desire. And so it can well be said that light is only given to him who desires light. It can be said that only the human being who deeply detests darkness and longs for light, for the right knowledge about the purpose and aim of his earthly life, about the purpose and aim of creation and God's plan of salvation, for the right knowledge about the nature of the divine creator, about the plan of salvation and the original sin. In order to receive all spiritual knowledge, there must also be a strong desire in the human being for his darkness to disappear and for a small light to be kindled for him again, which illuminates the right path to perfection, because he would like to take this path. But if the human being has this desire, then he will also certainly be enlightened by my spirit, then he will certainly be able to chase away the darkness, for then he will already have considerably reduced the distance from me. Through his desire for truth he will also have proven his desire for me, and I will certainly not deny myself to him. I will kindle a light for him which will now never go out again. The human being will remain in spiritual darkness as long as he is still turned away from me, because this means the same, a lack of illumination of love which can only spread the light. The human being still rejects my love, and without my love he is without light. He does not possess love himself either, and therefore also belongs to the one who is the Lord of darkness. And only when he changes himself into love will the desire for light awaken in him, and then the little spark in him will ignite and first spread a small light which, depending on his will, can grow into a bright little flame, and then he himself will no longer be without realization either, for love will bring him a real light. Amen.